Thank God for this great opportunity to stand in front of you. And I know this is 2017, the third Sunday of January. And the third point is the most final point. And it's a very important point, okay? And I thank God for the privilege to serve Him in the land where there's a billions of people. And an important thing is not my service. It's rather it's God's love for the people in Middle Kingdom. And, well, roughly, just in case you not know, I've been serving in China for the past 17 years. Past 17 years, and God have opened doors. And when, despite of the interruption from the public security bureau's personnel, where they call police, God has been kind to me, okay? And I thank God for the great, even opportunity even to reach out to some of them. And they are Communist Party member too, and they became Christian, and they've changed life. They've changed life. And I thank God now I'm serving in Xiamen, the land where most of our ancestors came from, right? Xiamen, Fujian, Hokkien. Okay, and I thank God for being able to immerse into that language environment, because I speak Minang or Hokkien, okay? And it's easier, and I can sing in some of the songs in Hokkien, okay? And they'll get involved, okay? But I do ask for your prayer, especially that is that area is a very Buddhistic, a lot of Buddhists, okay? And ask them, why are you a Buddhist? Well, my ancestor were. So they are Buddhists because by generations and that. And I hope we are Christian too. We are not like that. We are not like them. Many of us, because my father, my grandfather, or my brother become Christian, so I'm a Christian. I become a Christian. No, salvation is very personal. You must understand it. It's very personal. If you are not saved, you making claim to Christ. Didn't I do this? Didn't I do that? God say, I never knew you. That was very sad time when God comes. We know God personally. Okay? We do not know God by emotion. No. Personal. It's very personal. So today I'm going to share with you is about how personal are you with God. If you are very personal with God, God demands you walk as the children. When you are personal, then your light can beam out from your life. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to 14. Shall we stand for reading of God's word? And I know in Ephesians chapter 5, it's the whole chapter is about walking. But I'm going to concentrate on 8 to 14 because I don't have 3 hours to spread. So I need to get 8 to 14. I thank God for verse 8 to 14. It's very important verses that we must understand. Okay, let's, we'll read verse 8, the sisters will read verse 9, and consecutively to verse 14. Okay, brothers 1, 2, 3. For ye are sometimes darkness, but now are ye light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in righteousness and truth.
Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest
Let's read together. Wherefore he said, awake thou sleepers, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Okay, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful for your wonderful grace that thou allow us to come together, even to learn your word and use your word to worship you. Thank you for bringing us, all these people here, to come to even understand your truth and to walk in your truth. And Father, we know that we are nobody, but thank God you live in us. And thou one give us the power, the strength to live a life that's worthy of your name. May you honor us this time. May you fill with us this time with your Holy Spirit. Guide us through even as we study and looking at your truth and using your truth to uplift your own name. Father, may you lead your own servant as he deliver your words, that everything that is said bringeth directly from thy leadings. Guide us even at this moment, that what we hear, what we say, will bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you again for your presence. Thank you for your promise. May your name be honored through this time. And we pray in the wonderful name, Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You be seated. Thank you. You see, in Ephesians chapter 5, it's about change. It's about change. I'm going to ask myself, have I changed? Have I changed? It's designed to teach us we are different from the world around us. We cannot adopt the world system into our life. No way. And since we are different, and definitely we should live differently. But the simple truth that believers should be different from those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be different. Well, I did not start from verse 1, because it will be a lengthy sermon. But anyway, in verse 1, it said, God commands us to live like him. In verse 2, we are commanded to love like him. Unconditioned love. And in verse 3 to verse 7, He commands us to leave this, to leave this world and it's way behind us, far behind us. Leave this world and live. So, and definitely come to verse 8, where we our verse started from. That Paul reminded us that we are to be different. And it's a command. This is something we need to hear and heed. Why? Because many a time we've forgotten that we are strangers and pilgrims in this world. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible is very clear. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. Paul was beseeching them. You are strangers in this world. You are pilgrims in this world. So abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Very clearly. Why we do that? And I thank God this church, the music is not of the world. Because the worldly music will appeal to your fleshly lust. Maybe not lust, maybe your flesh. And definitely it's against the soul. I was traveling in just now on a Grab taxi. Cars, okay. The drivers were putting a music that is... My soul is not very comfortable. This is that music. that we should be avoiding. And definitely, don't forget, we are strangers and pilgrims. But however, many of times, we are citizens of this world. We became citizens again. We thought we have changed our citizenship. But we've gone back to our old citizenship. We live like the world. We thought like they think. We did what they do, and we were part of them. But we've forgotten we were saved. We were saved by the grace of God. We were delivered from our old life of sin. And we were definitely given a life of righteousness, not unrighteousness. But in this strange feeling that we have here, we are living in this flesh. Excuse. There is a pressure on our flesh to do things that are against God. So, but Bible said, walk as children of light. Yes, we might be saved, but there's still part of us that loves sin. I don't know why. Because you are still living your old nature sometimes. That old nature is supposed to die. We perish, but it's still living. Why? We are bombarded with daily worldly thoughts, worldly style of life. It's a danger, I know. Okay. There's some pressure, okay? And I know there are pressure for us to go forward. We want to go forward. We want to go forward with the Lord. But however, that pressure will pull us back. There's a saying that the most miserable Christian is not a Christian that walk with the Lord. Or a non-believer that doesn't believe in God. He's not the most miserable person in the world. The most miserable person is a person, a Christian, who wants to half the world and half God. I believe in this hall here, there are. I can't check myself. Am I? There's a question where we must challenge ourselves. But Bible says, he challenged us, walk as children of the light. I know it's not easy, but it can be done. How? Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17, Bible says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of your flesh. This is your memory verse, I know. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Okay, ye shall not fulfill the lust of your flesh. So you walk in the Spirit. Well, how to walk in the Spirit? Here you are. The Bible. It's just the book for me. You want to stand alone on the Word of God? The Bible. How are you here? The Spirit work through here. His Word. It's every words of His. And just now we heard about Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, too. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Totally. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. By the way, you may be looking at a missionary standing in front preaching to you. Oh, he is fantastic. He's a great man. He has done so much for the Lord. No, he hasn't done so much. It is his reasonable service. he's supposed to do. Because God called him. God may not call you, but it's your reasonable service as a Christian to live a holy life for him. Period. That's all. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And we go back to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 7. Okay. The last before verse 8. Okay. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Partakers. Never even take a little part. Partaker of them that's outside. We live in a hard, dark world, a world that is dominated and driven by sin. In the midst of that darkness and depravity, God has redeemed a people, you. He has redeemed a people that he expects to be different. And ask myself, am I different? He has redeemed a people, he has empowered to be different. Am I empowered by the Lord to be different? So we come to verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. And in the earlier, for ye were, past tense. What we were last time, we were sometimes darkness. This means that we were lost in the darkness of sin and depravity. We were blinded by the goal of this world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Bible says, in whom God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. Not lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This world is blinded. God of this world. We know Satan was blind. And I believe Satan will sway even Christians. He make a fading lights. As he say fading lights, let you see it. Wow, it's nice. You want to follow him. But that's not lights. At the end of the day, you will see it's not lights. We know that last time we lived like every other lost person. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed the life. That's why God has to quicken us. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, Bible says, and you had he quickened, who were dead in the trespasses and sin, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we have our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as I. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. I thank God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Wow. Thank God. You say, the question, as you say. But I thank God, those who are saved, we must ask ourselves, okay, what we are now. For in verse 8, but now are ye the light in the Lord. We are the light in the Lord. I love this beautiful words. It said, are ye light? No. Are ye light? Singular. Combined effort. Church. Membership. Important. Together. Okay? Light. Okay? Are ye light in the world? Walk as children of light. By the way, when we are shining for the Lord in this world, we are representing Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, light, singular, not plural. There's not Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one Jesus. There is only one way, the truth and the life. That's Jesus Christ. And here it's very clearly, we are the light. When the Lord saved us, he delivered us from darkness for sure. When the Lord delivered us from darkness, he set us free from the power of sin. But have you reminded yourself about that? Have I reminded of myself about that? Since we have changed, we are to walk in light, no longer in darkness. Because in Romans chapter 13, verse 12 to verse 14, the Bible says the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Again, not the armor of lights, okay? Armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. How to have the bright light? Put on Jesus Christ. What we are supposed to put on Jesus Christ. I want to ask, might me too, yourself, you must ask yourself, have I put Jesus Christ? Or have I put Jesus the light and the fading light of the world? Half-half. No way. God doesn't allow that to happen. Our life once manifested the works of the world. Okay, right? Last time, works of the world. By grace of God, we are saved now. We are different. And I got that it's not because of my own works. It's not because of my choice. It's because God reached out to me. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation. God chose me. God chose you if you are saved. Oh, that means I don't have to make any decision? No. Doesn't mean that. When God chose you, God is over all the time. He is omniscient. He knows what's happening. He knows the future. You know that when someone died now, born again Christian died now, he's God now. He's enjoying eternity. Maybe the kingdom of God, I do not know. His time is away, surpass us. It's not talking about now. It's talking about God's time. So when God knows about the future, he knows who we're going to save. God be saved. He wants to reach out to everyone so that everyone have a chance to know him. In his God's desire that everyone of this world, every creature or every living soul, have a chance to come to him. But are we doing it? But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow, calls him the marvelous light. Okay, a light again. So it's very important that our life should manifest God's light. Seeing that it's true, we are to walk as children of light. How do we do that? We do that by avoiding Avoiding what? Sinful thinking, sinful living. What is sinful living? Sinful thoughts. We should know the word. How do we avoid it? We do first by surrendering your life to God. You cannot avoid all this unless you surrender. There's a problem with half Christian, half world. I can dare to say many of us grow through that stage. It's terrible. Because we're supposed to have a peaceable fruit of righteousness. In verse 9, you see, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. But though we have changed and we should live differently. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we know the verse very well. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And all things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. Present tense. Continuous. I know there are challenges. That's why God knows there are challenges in your life. That you will face difficulty. And God uses this verse to say, he is a new creature. He never said he was a new creature. Okay? He is a new creature. Okay? All things are passed away. Moving off. Okay? Behold, all things are becoming new. When the old thing passed, then new thing become. So, how we are changed, definitely. We are changed by God's spirit. We come to verse 9 and verse 10. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. How we are characterized here. Okay. You look at the verses, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So you can see the fruit of the Spirit. It's never said the fruits of the Spirit. That means it's encompassing. The goodness must encompass with righteousness. And righteousness must be have the truth and all together as one. We cannot live half. Or it's just goodness, no, I don't want righteousness. No way. Or I want the truth, enough, I don't want righteousness. No way. Bible says, no way. The fruit of the Spirit. See, the fruit of the Spirit is seen in all this together. You cannot leave it out anything. So that's why God wants to be wholesome in Him. He never wants us to be partial in Him. That's why many Christians, many young Christians, many old Christians too, they want partial Jesus and partial work. And that's a big problem with them. They're so miserable their life. That's why when Jesus Christ told Apostle John to write to the church of Laodicea, God said, I'd rather they be hot, I'd rather they be cold. Right? Either way, I don't want them to be lukewarm. Don't want to be lukewarm. God doesn't want us to be lukewarm. Lukewarm, so in a way that God wants to speed it up. God doesn't want to. But are we, the question is. See, uprightness of the life and your heart and your life When you speak of goodness, you must be talking your motive, your thoughts, your actions. Okay, goodness is quality of God-likeness. Righteousness, how you stand before God. Okay. And I thank God that we are staying here because we are declared righteous. We are not righteous because of what we are or what we have done, because we have said the sinner prayer. And oh no, we are declared righteous by God because of Jesus Christ. It's not because I have said the sinner prayer, hey, I'm righteous. Okay, I have done that. No, and oh no, God knows that you're going to do it. But it is because of Jesus Christ. And righteousness is seen in our life when we live it up. Righteousness when it's seen now, like when you live it out. The reality of who we are and not we have, and what we have been made in Christ Jesus. Okay, so in truth, we know that the truth we do. We have to speak honestly. We are reliable, and we are trustworthy. That is truth. When this quality is seen in the life of a believer, it stands in stark contrast between the world. Okay. That's why God wants us to be light of the world. So that when we say, hey, that light, self-happiness. Wow, why is it so different? When, you see, when my boss was scolding this colleague of mine, he was staring. He did not get angry. Wow, what makes him so able to withstand the blast from the boss? Wow. Every Sunday he goes to church. Wow. I'd like to know. That is the light. That is the light that you must present. We must present. Righteousness, truthfulness, goodness. Okay. By the way, when you say the fruit of the Spirit, when you say fruit of the Spirit, something can be seen in your life. The fruit of the Spirit, sin. And I'm asking myself, am I able to portray out that fruit of the Spirit in my life to people around me? You will notice that he did not speak about praying a prayer. He did not say about joining a church. He never said being baptized. He never said being good to people, doing good works, or serving in a church. No. Your character. On the other hand, the three characteristics Paul did mention, goodness, righteousness, and truth, are only possible through the work of the Spirit in the life of a redeemed believer. If you have not born again, you don't have that Spirit. If you are born again, definitely you have that Spirit. And is that Spirit expressive enough? So we are characterized by this. And most of all, God commanded us to be. Okay? You look at verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Have no fellowship. May do not be a partaker of. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Right? All appearance. A little appearance. Oh, I say all. Oh, that's okay, that little thing. I can join him. No, no. All appearances of evil. Oh, KTV is okay. Karaoke, just join it. I want to win them. And oh no, Bible says all appearances. Because the world has even said that KTV is not so good place to go to. If the world can say it's not a good place, say how God standard we. But people say, we have to be like them. If not, we cannot witness to them. You sure? Well, there are a lot of sins that listed in the Bible. You look at it, you can see almost things of the world. You have to avoid totally. Okay, no time for it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 to 31. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. You got time, you read it. And you can see the things will be avoided. That is okay. Although it's not an exalted list of sin that we are to avoid. Actually, we are to avoid all sins, right? We are changed. We are different. So we have to avoid. Why? Because we are to be the light of the world. If not, the light will be dim off. No more. No one's able to see. Okay? Rather so stand here, ashamed of the past that I've done. I was born again, yes, but my light was dimmed out during commando's time. Am I proud? No, I'm not proud. I'm sad, junior state. Can you be that light? Because I did not avoid the sin. I go near it, the word's okay. This is okay. This is a little drink's okay. Come on, come on. A little drink. In a moment of joy, I go wayward. God is not pleased with me. But thank God, He gave me another chance. The depth of our separation is pointed out clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 to 7 and 9 to 11. I wrote unto you an epistle not to company with fornicators. What is fornicator? Go with the world. Yet not altogether with the fornicator of this world, or with the covetous, or the extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, covetousness, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or extortioner, with such an one, no, not do it. Wow. Strong word. Very strong word. The depth of our separation is totally. Even a guy who claimed to be a Christian, he had done all this. They said, you see, you remind him this against God, but the moment he continues to avoid him, Bible said. Not me. Bible said that. We are to guard our hearts, our mind, our bodies. Sin is around us all the time. But don't forget, Spirit lives in your heart. He's the main source of our help to overcome the surrender. Don't trust the surrounding. The Bible says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Right? We are commanded. The last, we are commissioned. 11 to 13. But rather, reprove them. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever thus made manifest is light. Light manifests everything, okay? That's why we become the light of the world. We manifest ourselves. People can see you clearly. Open heart. Okay, our responsibility here is to abstain from sins and go further than simply not doing sinful things. Abstain, not doing is abstain. Here we are commanded to reprove them, because rather reprove them. This means we are to expose evil for what it is. When we are silent about sin, we are guilty of encouraging it. When you see a brother is sinning, you keep quiet about it, you are encouraging him. Yesterday we were talking about, am I my brother's keeper? When my brother is sinning, I keep quiet about it, I'm encouraging him to sin. Do you love him? Do you consider for him? Do you really care for him? definitely you will come out and say, "Hello, brother, this is wrong." The word expose. Reproof carries an idea of correction, discipline, sometimes punishment. It means that we confront sins and refuse to tolerate. But when we ignore sin, we are guilty of promoting it. I say again, if we ignore sin, we are promoting it. If a brother have gone do something, maybe go to nightclub, bars, and whatnot, you know that he's born again, but continue, and say, "Oh, let's not talk about it." You are promoting it. And then brother see it, you'll go there. "Hey, Pastor So say that he never react to the guy, so it's okay, let's go." Amen. We need to reprove. Yes, sometimes our reproof of wickedness will be indirect. How do we reprove that? If it is a wickedness, they are selfish. A person is selfish. How do you reprove? You just give. You are reproving him. When they curse you, you bless them. You are reproving them. They'll feel that different. They live for self. Just live for God. You are reproving. He'll look at you. You are the light. They lie. But you tell him, "I don't speak lie. I speak the truth." You are reproving him. Indirect reproving. Okay? Simply living for the Lord is a powerful testimony in the face of evil. So be a light. One of our problems is the fact that we don't take sin seriously. No. We wing at it. It's okay. Or we laugh about it. He's talking about dirty jokes. It's okay, you laugh at it. Brethren, be careful. It's normally mild thoughts. We see those around us who are engaged in sin and say, "Oh, don't comfort them. Don't say anything. Don't confront them. Don't say anything." We just don't take sin seriously. We should. But Bible said you be the light. What's the light for? Shine. That's an error. Shine, that's the dark spot there. Shine. That is an error in your life. Right? You're supposed to do that. So to be close to God, be a light. Verse 12 says, "For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." It's shame to speak about all their evil stuff. How dare we speak about them? We then laugh it off some more. To talk about the sins in a way that spread all over the place is shameful. When someone is talking about gossip, okay? We love to hear gossip, and we talk about the sins of others. We say, we laugh about it. Hello? No. Bible says no. You should be ashamed of speaking it. Okay, when someone tells you gossip about another person, you know it's a gossip, straight, stop, I'm not listening. It should be the way, but are we? Oh, the guy hearsay. Story changes a lot. By the time the fifth hearsay, the storyline different. Then become truth. Very dangerous. Anyone to hear it? No. No. So avoid. I think that's why when someone says something, please don't tell me. I'm not going to hear it. You want to tell, refer to the person that in front. Verse 13 says, tell us how to handle sin. Okay, 13. "But in all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light." So you have to be light of the world. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Again, manifest means easy to see. Let people see it. Okay? When we walk in the light, it makes the evil of the world around us able to see, wow, that is right way of walking. That's the right way of walking. The children of God should walk so holy, so clean, so close to God that we stand out as beacon of light in a dark world. Oh, this guy is very holy. See, he's very holy. He cannot touch anything. He cannot do. He's very holy. I would rather be called holy than be part of the world. I know that the world will laugh at you. You know that the world laugh at Jesus Christ? Mock Jesus Christ? You expect least on you? No. People will mock at you if you walk close to God. I've told you a long time ago about my colleague. Okay. They say, I'd rather go to hell than to be live a holy life. They mock at the holiness of God. Be careful. The world is against us anyway. In Matthew 5, 14 and 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. But on the candlestick, he giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, the glorification is who? God the Father. Not me. Not me, my brother. So, oh, you guys see, he's so holy. He's, wow, this guy is fantastic, man. Oh, no. Glorification. Glorifying God. See, our life, everything, it is not for yourself, of myself, of my family, of my church. And oh no, it's for God. God. But have we question? I thank God the last verse, verse 14. And it says, awake thou, sleepers, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. God call you. Get out. Come out. Awake. He said, awake, thou that sleepest. So Paul closes his session by invitation to the Lord. Awake! The world is pulling you. Come to Jesus Christ for salvation. Only you awake and you can hear him. He's calling to the lost person who might be in this congregation. I don't know. The call is still goes on daily till the day where he comes for us. If you are lost, you will not understand what I've said today. You will not comprehend what I've said just now. Unless you are saved. If you are saved, maybe you comprehend it, but you said, Lord, I've done something wrong. I must now be your light. I hope you will come forth. Why? Because Romans 13, 11, verse 14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. You know that Christ is coming? Anytime. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in writing, drunkards, not in chambering, wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the last thereof. You know, we need to come up. We need to take up the lights. Let the world see. I belong to the Lord. I'm different. Am I different? Am I different? Conclusion, there was one great fire in Edinburgh many years ago in Scotland, in which people hurried to exit the building through a passage that led to the street. They were almost safe when a rush of smoke met them, blowing into the passage from the outside. The smoke concealed the light outside, just outside, and prevented them from seeing the only chance they had of escape. In their darkness, they did not know the safety ahead, just ahead. Instead of running straight to the smoke, they entered into a door, into a room that seemed safe. But soon, all the oxygens were exhausted and they were suffocated. If only they had seen the light and go through the light, they might. The world needs the light. We have to show them. Brethren, are we showing the light? It is Lord's will that his children be light in the dark world. It's the power of his light within us that will highlight the differences in you. You are changed men. Okay, let's seek the Lord today. Ask him to help us to walk as children. Let's have a little prayer. Father, we are so thankful again for your word. May you help us, Lord, to walk as your children in the light. The light of the Holy Spirit that's in us. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of your presence in your life. May you walk in the life of those who have not really come to know you. May you all, let them to see they can be a light for thee too. If they come to you sincerely with their heart. Thank you, God.
Eyes closed, heads bowed. Just want to ask questions. You've heard the message. I believe the Lord has spoken through Ephesians chapter 5. Walk as children of light. And if you're a Christian today, and you, between you and God, say, Lord, there are areas of my life I know I haven't been walking in the light. Whether it's in your heart, in your relationship with someone, whether it's something that you're doing privately, we don't know, but it's just between you and God. And you're saying today to God that I know I'm a child of the light, I know I'm saved, but there are hidden areas of darkness in my life, and I want God to work in my heart. God has spoken. I'm identifying the place, Pastor, I need to pray for me that I will surrender and I want to. If there's someone like that who says, Pastor, pray for me that God will touch my heart. If there's someone like that, put up right hand, I'll pray for you. Amen, I see those hands, I see those hands. Says, amen, I see everywhere, areas of darkness, everywhere, everywhere. Okay, if you put up your hand, if God is pinpointing an area in your life, ask God to give you the strength to overcome it. Is there someone else? Is there someone else? I need to walk as a child of the light. Is there someone else? All right. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Christians, Lord, who have identified areas of their life they're not walking as children of light. I pray, Father, that you would give them the strength that they make personal decisions, Lord, to honor you in their lives. And Father, I pray that the areas you have highlighted, Lord, you will give them the strength to overcome. Help them to know what they need to do, Lord, through your word. Help them to know that they can do it through the Holy Spirit if they will submit to you first. Father, I pray that the things of darkness will be put away so that we can truly walk as children of light. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Lord, even as we sing the closing hymn, we pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us, Lord, that we always give something for you in our lives. Father, you have done everything for us to save us from sin. Help us not to go back there again. We'll thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.